Thank you. Hopefully Two Guns enjoyed its week at number one because there are four new movies this week in theaters. I paid to see Two Guns last weekend, and I can say it's not worth paying to see in theaters. This week we have Elysium with Matt Damon, We're the Millers with Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston, and two movies for the younger audiences. There's Disney's Planes with Dane Cook and a Percy Jackson sequel. Now, I've never seen any of the Percy Jackson movies, and this one seems like it picked the wrong week to open, but it's one of these kids' movies based on a popular book series, so I'm sure it has its audience that will find it. The first movie this week that I'm hoping that is hoping to score big at the box office is Elysium. It's directed by the guy who directed District 9 and takes place in the year 2154, where the wealthy live on a space station called Elysium, while everyone else lives on a ruined Earth. Matt Damon plays a man who takes on a mission to bring equality to the two polarized worlds. Jodie Foster also stars as a government official enforcing the anti-immigration laws, preserving the luxurious lifestyles of the citizens of Elysium. Also this week is the comedy We're the Millers, directed by the guy who directed Dodgeball. I don't mention his name because you wouldn't recognize it or remember it. Well, hell, I'll go ahead and say it. His name is Rawson Marshall Thurber. See, you don't know who he is, and I'll bet you've already forgot what I just said.
Marshall Thurber something or other.
Wrong.
Okay.
No, that was right.
Nice shorts.
Thank you.
Go on.
In We're the Millers, Jason Sudeikis plays a veteran pot dealer who creates a fake family in order to smuggle a huge shipment across the border from Mexico. Jennifer Aniston plays a stripper in this movie who takes over the role of the mother in this fake family. The trailer's been out for a while, showing a scene from the movie with the 44-year-old Aniston doing a strip tease. Now, our own RJ Hawk saw the movie this week and said it had some laugh-out-loud moments, and he assured me, despite the Aniston scene, there was no Pee-wee Herman situation while he was in the theater. The other movie mentioned this week is Disney's Planes. They've taken the same goofy look they have for the characters in the Disney Pixar Cars movies and removed the Pixar and changed the cars to planes. Now, I enjoyed the Cars movies, but this just looks like something that was thrown together to cash in on an already successful idea.
Also known as the Sunday Buzz.
What mode of transportation will they animate with eyes and a mouth next? Segways, Justin?
Segways, I hope, yes. That would be great. Coming soon to a theater near you, Disney's Segways.
I think
transporting people who are too lazy to walk from place to place.
Disney's really insulting its audience with this one. Not only did they make a cheap spinoff to make an easy buck, but they hire the voice work of Dane Cook. I hope this one bites them because they just threw their money at a name that a few years ago was a sure bet. But his time has come and gone. People got sick of Dane Cook's comedy, and I don't see him being a big enough star to get people to watch this movie. But that hasn't stopped Disney from starting pre-production on the next Planes movie that is set for release next July. This one titled, I kid you not, Planes, Fire and Rescue. Blech! Yeah. I predict Elysium will be number one on Monday, followed by We're the Millers, and that's this week's extended Matt T. Minute.
That was very good.